7:39 the time, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock, and a very good morning. So over the weekend, we had a chance to watch some sports. The Lakers played a couple of times. It's fun to watch the sports. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hooked. I'm a sports addict. All sports. Got to watch a little soccer as well. And, of course, the NFL season. A lot of training camps began last week for the Chiefs and the Texans. And they started just this past weekend for the other 30 teams. But with that said, even though these teams are being tested constantly, and even the NBA is playing in the bubble in Orlando, where supposedly players aren't interacting with other people. They are just simply playing basketball for these next several games. Sports for youth, soccer. Let's just take soccer and baseball or whatever the sports are that we love to have our kids participate in. I'm going to take soccer as an example. Let's say you've got a 12-year-old and there is soccer opened up. Would you send them to soccer practice? Would you let them participate? With everything we know, as bubbled as the NBA players are, and they get tested every single day, as bubbled as the NFL is, they get tested each and every day, right? Baseball, still the same thing. Baseball is a much more distant sport, but professional baseball, the Miami Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies may have to absolutely cancel their seasons because the coronavirus is just like shot through them like wildfire. And the same thing with several other baseball teams that have had a couple of players each come up positive. Basketball, and I mentioned they're in that bubble in Orlando, still have players testing positive. And even before training camp began with the NFL, several players opted out of the season, not wanting to play for the dangers that they might bring it home. They might pass it along to their family, stuff like that. If these professional sports are in such controlled environments. They're in controlled environments where they get tested, where they're in the bubble, everything that they could possibly do to make it work, and they're still slipping through the cracks. How can we possibly think that our 12-year-olds and going to soccer practice or basketball practice or baseball practice, how can we possibly think that would be safe? Please, just think about the logic there. These environments that the professional athletes are undergoing are so controlled, yet baseball might be canceling the season. Yet the NFL may not even start their season, depending on how training camp goes throughout the month of August. And the NBA right now, okay, we're in the bubble, we're doing okay, but players are still testing positive. So if in fact that's the case under those controlled circumstances, think about it. How can our children possibly be safe for now? No one's saying soccer's over forever, okay? No one is saying that you don't get a chance to go sit in your little lawn chair for a while. No one's saying that. We're just saying that for now, right now, as it stands, it's probably a little too dangerous to be sending your 12-year-old out into the field to go fight for glory on the soccer field. 7:42 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Bright and early on a Monday. Welcome, Laguna.